You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Chris Voss. In the first part of this program, we took a giant step back in time to listen to music from the 16th and 17th centuries. But now we have an opportunity to go back even further to the 14th century and music by the finest poet and musician of the age, Guillaume de Machaut. And to take us there, we have the Orlando Consort. It's a group of four singers who have dedicated themselves to the music of this period, and specifically to Guillaume de Machaut. In an interview, we asked the group's baritone, Donald Gregg, what makes Machaut so interesting.
He's one of the major figures of medieval music, quite simply. He's born around about 1300, dies in 1377. He's not only a great composer, he's also a poet. So he's contemporary of Chaucer's, and of course the Brits would claim that Chaucer's the greatest, but if you think about it, Machaut not only wrote the poetry, he also wrote the music. So he's a recognised figure, no question, and it's wonderful repertoire. It starts out being slightly daunting, slightly alienating. The harmonic structure and framework is quite different from the 15th century and the 16th century. It's less familiar. But once you're immersed in that musical world, you do find certain beauty to it.
That's Donald Gregg, a member of the Orlando Consort. We're going to hear songs from a collection of Machaut's work called Livre du Voix Dit, or The Book of the True Tale, Machaut's masterpiece. It tells the tale of an episode in the composer's life. His love affair with a lady he calls toute belle, all beautiful. He doesn't actually say the woman's name, but refers to it in an anagram, and scholars have sussed out that it was actually a noblewoman named Paronelle d'Armentières. Machaut claims that the lady herself requested that the songs in the collection be structured around the letters exchanged between them. So in this concert, we'll hear a spoken English version of the progress of the love affair, interspersed with songs that express all the pain and pleasure of love. Let's listen to the Orlando Consort at First Church in Cambridge with songs and readings of the 14th century from Livre du Voix Dit by Guillaume de Machaut in concert on WCRB.
The story begins in July 1362. When a lady has learned that Machaut has been ill for a winter and nearly a summer. If she were a man, she would travel 3 or 4 days to see him. Instead, she sends a rondo, and he replies with another and advises her that he is going to assemble a book of their correspondence, which will be called Le Voix Dit, because he will not lie in it. The only illness which remains with him is his desire to see her, and for this reason, he advises she should dress in black.
Thank you. Early in 1363, Machaut receives a new letter from his lady and is delighted to see that she is no longer addressing him as Seigneur, but as Ami. He suggests that she would be disappointed to meet him. He is common, ignorant, and inexperienced. He sends her his portrait and a new rondo with music. Dame, ce vous n'avez aperçu.
April 1363. Machaut is now well enough to ride a horse again, and his spirits are revived by the receipt of a new letter. But such respite is only temporary, and he soon falls into melancholy from the impossibility of their meeting. Perron has told him that he should not doubt her, but he has been told by someone that she questions his discretion. Calm is restored when he receives a further letter along with her portrait and assurances that he should not believe what he has heard. He sends a ballade, Ne compte pour lui.
Ne
May 1363. Machaut has ridden to a city full of guile and trickery and is there for nearly a fortnight. They exchange lyrics and they meet. It is only 10 months since their first encounter, and this time he spends 8 days with her. She is, what, 15, maybe 20 years old? If only he could stay longer, but it is impossible. Bereft of heart, in sorrow from you, I will part and have no joy in my heart until my return.
So
on Wednesday, the 24th of May, Machaut goes to stay with Péronne for 3 days and 3 nights. But he is summoned by his sovereign lord, the Duke of Normandy, to Crécy. Each day, Machaut waits for news of her, but he himself cannot write. He is too distracted by the noise at court. Nevertheless, he records what he can in Le Voix dit, her book. From Crécy, he travels with the Duke to Saint-Denis and then to Paris. He adds, nervously, that in these war-torn times, his route takes him past the wretched ditches and sentries of the Bretons. In his imagination, he is taken hostage by hope, and his ransom is paid in the form of a lay, The Lay of Good Hope.
Long and warm, sweet endings, deferes, cadamurs, it way endings, medes orme, ferations et irenes, she sweet endings, con amour me sweet. A toujours mes sin petite et mis je n'en puis mes caprices oui et retenis et au que tres tout en ligne de tres dins ia fondis vepoenos ese acis rions eces karma dorme curtia cat pudinduri ora cat dadon desi indat indesperose me mor mei sondultose desi esunt effiosa sesque uge ma fiosa ne fit ma part. Car conge sont il espart, tu rega qui manca art, ne pedi a tiena cart, sans écoute nonce, me tum maniere puissance, Los me fipons plaisons, O my jolie souffrance, Espe passon at. Me se tire manque mea, Que ne cesse cet amoureuse plaie, Qu'au coeur est, And amour cavre, car tu rega manque plaire, caille d'homme mia che, son more sa si me, me d'amouvre, la mere. Je n'arrête plus douleur que mes quatreurs, en serait vrais et que servirait ma bonne plaisante guerre, et comme mes jours finiraient, sont de l'aimant. Amour de plaie l'illère.
It is now July, and Machaut is tormented by desire. Perron tells him that he shouldn't be sad. However, he has some good news for her. Several great lords have sent a chaplain with a request not only for some of his writings, but for hers as well. And he has obliged. He also has a new piece for her, Dix et Sept, which he is sending with a code, which she will need to understand the text. Regretfully, he has had to show the song to the visitors in Reims before he could show it to her. He asks her not to reveal how her name is encoded.
September. Machaut has not seen Perron for over 2 months, but these are dangerous times with outbreaks of fighting and even of the plague. He consoles himself with the knowledge that the book is coming on well. He has made the texts for a new ballade for her, and soon he will send the music to go with it. It will be in 4 parts. She replies that she will be you know where, within 8 days.
Oh.
On Wednesday, 24th of May, Machaut goes to stay with Péron for 3 days and three nights. But he is summoned by his sovereign lord, the Duke of Normandy, to Crécy. Each day, Machaut waits for news of her, but he himself cannot write. I've read this already, haven't I? Thanks, guys. Let's try again. They'll buy me a drink later. February 1364. A lord arrives to tell Machaut that Péron has other lovers and that she shows everyone Machaut's letters. People mock him. After about 3 weeks, Machaut rides to visit one of my lords, 1,000 times higher than the other. He ridicules Machaut, and Machaut is laughed at in the street. He writes a new ballad and laments that Péron no longer wears the colour of the true heart, blue, but instead the colour of unfaithfulness, green. I have not deserved death from love, for loving well with my most loyal love.
Le plaisir en
That's the Orlando Consort with Livre du Voix dit, the Book of the True Tale, texts and music by Guillaume de Machaut. It was part of a concert in the annual series presented by the Boston Early Music Festival at First Church in Cambridge. The singers are alto Matthew Venner, tenors Mark Doble and Angus Smith, and baritone Donald Gregg. The Hyperion Recording Label has invited the Orlando Consort to record the complete known works of Guillaume de Machaut. It's an ambitious project that will likely fill between 15 and 20 CDs. We asked Donald Gregg about the project and whether it would be structured around the periods of the composer's life.
It's actually very difficult to talk about an evolution in Machaut's work because he continually revised the work. So it's all of an exceptionally high quality. I mean, you know, you usually have composers split into three eras. You know, their immature years, their mature years, and then the dark years at the end of their life. In fact, Machaut was continually working on his poetry, continually refining, revising these compositions. So you can't talk in those kind of terms. For us, it'll just be a luxury to spend that much time on that one composer.
Orlando Consort's baritone, Donald Gregg. We have time for one more round from this concert of music by Machaut. Rose, lit, printemps, verdure. Rose, lily, spring, greenery. Flower, balm, and scent most sweet. Lovely lady, you surpass in sweetness.
Rose. Thank you.
The Orlando Consort with a rondo by Guillaume de Machaut, Rose, Lily, Spring, Greenery. Alto to Matthew Venner, tenors Mark Doble and Angus Smith, and baritone Donald Gregg, in a concert presented by the Boston Early Music Festival as part of its annual concert season. The biennial week-long Boston Early Music Festival is coming up in June with a wide range of early music concerts, workshops, an enormous exhibition, and an operatic centerpiece that will be stunning in every way. To learn all about it, start at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can hear this program again, on demand, with performances by Fretwork and soprano Susie LeBlanc and the Orlando Consort. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast is produced by Alan McClellan, and our audio producer who also recorded these concerts is Antonio Oliard Ross. Thank you to the staff of the Boston Early Music Festival for all their help in making this broadcast possible, and thanks especially to the musicians of Fretwork and the Orlando Consort. I'm Chris Voss. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, part of WGBH Boston.